दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय आर एस राघु। Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Dr. Syama Prasad Mukherjee was a great patriot and a visionary dedicated to the integrity of India. In his video message on the occasion of 125th birth anniversary of Dr. Mukherjee, Mr. Modi said the thought of Dr. Mukherjee is playing a major role in guiding modern India. He said the government is celebrating the 125th birth anniversary of Dr. Syama Prasad Mukherjee with a two-year national celebration. The Prime Minister said the celebration began on July 6th of last year and will continue until July 6th of next year.
आज देश की धरती पश्चिम बंगाल की धरती अपने एक महान सपूत एक महान देशभक्त भारत की अखंडता के लिए समर्पित एक युगद्रष्टा को श्रद्धा पूर्वक स्मरण कर रही है। मैं डॉक्टर मुखर्जी की 125वीं जन्म जयंती के अवसर पर उन्हें नमन करता हूं अपनी श्रद्धांजलि अर्पित करता हूं।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी अराइव्ड एट जकार्ता इन इंडोनेशिया टुडे बिगिनिंग हिज हाई स्टेक्स थ्री नेशन इंडो पैसिफिक टूर। अपॉन अराइवल एट द जकार्ता एयरपोर्ट मिस्टर मोदी वॉज पर्सनली रिसीव्ड बाय इंडोनेशियन प्रेसिडेंट प्रबोवो सुबियांतो। This is Prime Minister Modi's fourth visit to Indonesia and his first bilateral visit since the elevation of India-Indonesia ties to the level of comprehensive strategic partnership in May 2018. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral discussions with Indonesian President and review the progress made in the partnership. On the second leg of the visit, Mr. Modi will travel to Australia from 8th to 10th of this month. Mr. Modi will visit New Zealand on the third and last leg of his three-nation visit. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today virtually inaugurated a new train service between Tanakpur in Uttarakhand and Hazur Sahib at Nanded in Maharashtra, along with extension of the Tanakpur-Pilibhit rail service up to Shahjahanpur. Meanwhile, at Tanakpur Railway Station in Uttarakhand's Champawat District, Union Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu, along with Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways Ajay Tamta, flagged off the new train service. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has arrived in Bahrain on second leg of West Asia tour after concluding visit to Qatar. Dr. Jaishankar met his Bahraini counterpart Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani in Manama. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said during their meeting, he expressed deep appreciation to his Bahraini counterpart for ensuring the well-being of the Indian community. Both ministers also discussed deepening bilateral cooperation and exchanged views on ongoing developments in the region. Dr. Jaishankar will also visit Kuwait and Oman as part of West Asia tour. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Saurashtra, Kutch, Madhya Maharashtra, coastal Karnataka for tomorrow. The Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Interior Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 2 days. Meanwhile, in Jharkhand, continuous rainfall has affected normal life in Ranchi and several other districts of the state, leading to waterlogging in many urban and rural areas. In Maharashtra, large parts continue to reel under the impact of relentless monsoon rains, with Mumbai and Konkan region witnessing widespread flooding, landslides, building collapses and major disruption to road, rail and air transport. The appeal by the people of Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir POJK to the Indian government for assistance underscores the depth of the crisis unfolding in the region. Protests have continued across POJK for more than a month. An official said that the nature of the appeal is particularly worrying as people in POJK are seeking medicines and essential food supplies from India. In FIFA World Cup, Portugal will take on Spain in a round of 16 match at Arlington in US tonight. In another round of 16 match, co-host US will face Belgium. And that is the end of this news.